Good morning, ladies. All except this is Emily. Hi, good, thank you. How are you? Ah, yes. Yeah, we do. Do they talk about hormone implants? Because that's usually the first step that you take with ovarian cysts. Yeah. Okay. Usually we start off with a hormone implant, and we see, you know, sometimes they reduce or sometimes it's just more manageable for them, as the surgeries are very high risk and quite sort of dangerous when they've already got larger cysts. Yeah. So there's other things that we can do beforehand. Yeah, absolutely. Would you like an appointment? No worries at all. So when would you like? I've got this afternoon, or I've got throughout the week. I've got quite a bit of availability. That's all good. No, it's all good. You've had a big morning already. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. No, we do the implant like at the time of the appointment. They don't need to be under anesthetic or anything like that. We just put a bit of numbing cream on it, and then they big and brave and get the implant, and then it just goes under the skin. Oh, sweetheart. Yeah. Oh dear. So excuse me, sorry. I've got tomorrow morning or afternoon, same for Thursday, and Friday I've got afternoon and Saturday as well. I've got a 9 a.m., a 9 or a 9:40. I have from 2 o'clock, and the latest would be 4:20. Oh, let me just have a squeeze. Yes, it is. All right, so we go the consult, which is 170, and the implant. Let me just have a look. The Superlorin implant is about 235, and it lasts 6 months. Alrighty. No, the de-sexing is anywhere sort of anywhere upwards of 900 through us, just because it is such a with females, it's a far more complicated surgical procedure than it is, I guess, in dogs and cats, especially because they are so small, compared to males as well. Yeah. Oh, geez. Yeah, it just the 230, and it'll just be a revisit every 6 months, which is 130. So you just pay the initial consult, and then it'll just be revisits therefrom. But it depend. We also can put in a 12-month implant as well, and that one is about 430, so it's only a little bit more. And that's usually the one that we put in guinea pigs, but it just depends, I guess, like on what the vet decides is going to be the best course of treatment for her. Yeah, absolutely. Not a problem. Not a problem at all. That's all good. Have a good day.